You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Derek, Swansea have picked up for their new head coach, Francesco Guidolin. They'll have been disappointed to concede that late goal to West Brom on Tuesday. Prior to that, they'd beaten Watford and Everton in the league. And Gylfi Sigurdsson stepped up as well recently. He's got 4 in his last 5 Premier League appearances for Swansea.
Yeah, well, Swansea are going up and Palace are going down. I can't explain what's happened to Palace. We mentioned that the absence of Yannick Bolasie is a big one for them. But they seem just to be turning around in the FA Cup now. You look who they've beaten in the FA Cup, Southampton and Stoke. And yet the teams they've lost to in the league, Bournemouth are home. They even contrived to lose to Aston Villa in last month. I don't know what it is. It's as though... the vibes I'm getting from them right now is, well, we've done enough to make sure we're in the Premier League for another season. Let's go all guns blazing for the FA Cup and see what happens. And if they take that attitude to Swansea, they'll lose, particularly a Swansea side that have been revitalised under the new manager. There was a time when I had to back Palace away at these kind of prices blindly because they're the kind of team that turns it on away from home. But not at the moment, they're not. They just don't look like scoring the goal. And I really don't think they're signing Emmanuel Adebayo is going to solve anything for them. I've got to go for Swansea here.
13-10 Swansea. Just to elaborate on what Derek mentioned there as well, just picked up 2 points and only scored 2 goals in their last 7 Premier League matches, one of which was an own goal. So they are really struggling in front of goal at the moment, Palace, hoping that... Pardew's obviously hoping that Adebayo, his commitment to the team, lasts or emerges over the next... half a dozen games.
Yeah, he had a chance, didn't he, in that first appearance where he I think he slammed it into the side net, and I think people got a little bit excited that he might have scored. But look, my bet is unders on the goals here, but they're all over at 8-15. You look at the last 5 matches between these two have all featured under 2.5 goals. The last couple have featured under 1.5, a 0-0 and a 1-0. You look at the form at the minute. You mentioned about the lack of goals for Palace away from home. Haven't scored a goal in 3 away games. Swansea scored 2 against Sunderland, but around that they really struggled to score goals at home in the Premier League this season. So I'm just trying to find a way in here. The second worst goal scorers at home in the Premier League at Swansea. Palace, they are a worrying team. It's just trying to find a way in. The under 1.5 is 7-4, and even that's a little short as well. I'm going to go draw and under 2.5. I think it's pretty similar to the actual draw price. The draw price itself is 11-5, and then the draw and under 2.5 just gives you a smidgen more value on it.
13-5 it is.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, I'll go for that.
Okay. Drawn under 2.5 goals at 13.
No, I don't see the point that, Lee. No. The draw's 11-5 and the drawing under 2.5, so you're only getting a 0-0 or a 1-1.
Yeah, it's not going to be 2-2.
A little smidgen more.
Yeah. I can't see it being 2-2.
No, I can't either, but...
So I may as well go for that, yeah.
Yeah, draw. Yeah, I'll go. Yeah. Stick with the draw there, mate.
I'll go draw under 2.5. Dele Alli's goal was better.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.